Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. So I mentioned before about studying up on Gen Z, Gen Z, iGen, whatever they want to be called, Gen.
Okay.
Horatian. Probably short form is appropriate. Jen.
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
We'll just call you Jen.
You're Jen. Yeah, we won't get into like what gender.
Stop!
Okay. So in studying this, one of the conversations comes up is about risk. And what level of risk we're willing to take in our each generation, how that's affected us. So think of it this way. We talked a little bit about this before, but I want to spin it a little bit. When you were growing up, how much freedom did you have to go and play with neighbors? Or we talked a bit about this, so you already answered this.
We did talk a little bit
of
about
how,
it, yeah.
How you were able to go out and play and it's expected to come back, right? For supper. You just need to be home for supper. It's really important to do that.
Yeah.
Or you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? When I felt that freedom as well, but what were you going to say?
Well, or, you know, my parents would just go out the back door and they'd call my
name.
Yes,
yell.
Yeah. And you would you'd hear your name and you go, oh, I gotta go. It's supper time.
So
I gotta go.
Within hearing reach.
Yeah.
Essentially
that's
was the freedom, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get a little older, if you're biking or somewhere down the road with your friends, you just know.
I have to be back
by 5 o'clock.
But you
had that freedom to take risks. So you could go ride your bike somewhere. If you fell down, you deal with it.
Yeah.
You had to learn. So you evaluated risk as you went along your life. One of the examples I was talking with a gentleman earlier was like, you know, when I was out as a kid, he said, this is a retired gentleman who's not really retired, but he's retired anyway. And he would take his bike and he would evaluate, okay, do I go over this jump? Do I jump the tracks here or not? You know, and so he'd do it because it's what you do as a young guy. You just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to check this out, right?
Yeah.
And he jumps and
you
crash.
And there was no video.
No video. Too bad.
We were just doing it for just the sake
it.
Of being
so you
able
go,
to have bragging rights.
And you'd get injured and you'd figure it out. So then the next time I need to do it differently, right?
Right.
Or just
that's
not
how
do
we
it.
Learned.
Right?
Yep. That's how we
right.
learned.
And that's how you learn. Whereas today, what I'm discovering is there's less freedom for children and teenagers to risk in those ways. Just in simple ways, and learn how to mitigate risk. My generation probably won't like this, and maybe the one like just older, like the older millennials than me, having kids is like, we're labeled really as hovering parents.
Helicopter parents?
Yes, helicopter
parents.
Yeah,
I was called a helicopter parent.
You were called that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started it. It's your fault.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so when
because I'm not going to let something happen to my children like what happened to me. Forget
yes,
that.
Right.
That my job is to be a mama bear and you better believe that I have a growl.
Yes, which is really important, right? Yeah. Especially in an age today where we've really like are valuing or overemphasizing security and protection because there's all these evil people out to get us.
Right.
Pessimism.
World's a different place.
Very like pessimism has increased so much. So we protect our children that much more.
Right.
Where you maybe were allowed to go out shopping with friends as a teenager.
Oh.
Now that doesn't happen.
I don't even want to tell you what we were
yeah.
doing.
I want to hear some of those stories sometime. But like now, teenagers don't go by themselves as much. They go with their parents. That's the research is saying even teenagers, when they go out, they're with their parents, not with their friends. They're not really ever alone without that authoritative person telling them, oh, don't do that.
Really?
Oh, be careful here. You know, that word of caution is always in their ear. And like when I
therefore,
was
therefore they don't leave home
and they don't
as sooner.
They don't leave home sooner because they don't know risk. They've never learned to mitigate risk. So imagine them when all of a sudden they don't have parents, college, university, moving out for the first time. And they weren't able to learn that as a kid because in the name of protection, in the name of security, this really good thing that we want to do. Seems like it's come into conflict.
Yep.
So I think my question is, how could we learn from your generation and how you were brought up and bring that a bit into what we do today? Are we missing a piece today of allowing our kids to risk?
Yeah, I think there is. I think there is a piece that's missing, but I also believe that the world is different. So, for example, I was a latchkey kid. Anybody remember what that is? Do you know what a latchkey kid is?
Yeah, you could come home and have a key to your house and you're fine.
Yeah, so I come home and my parents aren't home.
Yeah, they're working.
Yeah, they're working because we needed two incomes.
Yeah.
So that started at the age of six. So I would walk 5 blocks uphill both ways. That's what my kids like to hear.
Absolutely.
Uphill both ways.
Through the snow.
Yeah, through the snow. No snowshoes. I had to just, you know, it was a drudgery. So, but it was 5 blocks away. My school was 5 blocks away.
Yep.
And it really was uphill one way. But I had to cross one main street by myself.
Hmm.
So I'm 6 years old. So now you think about your six-year-old having to do that.
Yeah.
Now, nobody would do that because social services would be called.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are neglecting your children.
Yeah.
But I would do that. I would leave in the morning. My dad left before my mom for work. My mom and I would leave at the same time. My mom would go to work. I would walk to school. I would come home at lunch, unlock the door, make my own lunch or get it started.
Yep.
My dad would come home. We would watch Flintstones. Anybody remember what Flintstones
Absolutely.
Are?
Absolutely.
Yep. From 12 to 1, we'd watch Flintstones. I would play for a few minutes and then I would head back to school.
Yep.
My dad would lock up. I would come home at 3:30. I had to come home right away though.
Right.
So it would be like 3:45 I would get home,
mm-hmm.
unlock the door, and then... I just
waited,
had to stay at home until my dad came home at 5,
around.
And then I could go and play and do whatever.
Yeah, so even today, well, like just...
That was my routine Monday through Friday.
A couple of weeks ago, talking with a lady who has a grade 1 kid and a grade 3 or 4, I think grade 3 or 4.
Okay.
So the grade 4 kid would be able to walk, so probably about the same, about 5 blocks, not down, there's no hills here, really. And but the grade 1, even with... His brother wasn't allowed to walk or bike to school. Mom drove them.
Yeah, you wouldn't give the four-year-old. Why would you think that
grade four and a grade one?
But why would you think a grade four was responsible enough for a grade one-year-old?
Right.
I mean, a grade one
kid
sibling.
Yeah. Yeah, and but the grade four could go. He could bike with his friends probably if he really pushed it,
right.
But. Mom's driving to the same school anyway, so because the
I'll just take
you know them. Yeah the 6-year-old 7-year-old isn't
they might not be able
allowed.
To walk that far
maybe no well yes these kids
oh
are
I've heard that
Energizer bunnies but yeah maybe not be able to walk that far absolutely or get sidetracked or lost or taken
Five
by
blocks.
Taken by the creep away van guy
right and when I was growing up I mean those abductions did still happen
yes absolutely
they were still prevalent
mm-hmm.
right because there's crazy men
yeah.
all through time. So, and women too, let's, you know, I'll be fair. But somehow, I don't know why there just wasn't an option. There just wasn't a choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting. So I wonder then, like, how do we add in risk in raising children? Or this next generation by children. I mean, children, teenagers. How do we help them mitigate, learn risk when we are obsessed with security? Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher. Tune in.
Google Play.
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.